Mr. Herman.
Poop again!
Party on, dude!
In 5, 4, 3, 2.
Extreme close up!
I was on the way over here listening to the Patreon episode of one of our favorite podcasts, Crime and Sports, which is a great podcast. And they were talking, it's an episode about the extramarital affairs of Tiger Woods.
Of one Tiger Woods.
And James, the hosts are Jimmy Wisman and James Petragallo. And James was talking about, he was like going over all Tiger sponsorships. And he's like, he's a sponsor with Gatorade. He's like, Gatorade even came out with their own Tiger Woods sports drink. Do you want to know what it's called?
What's it called?
It's just Gatorade Tiger. I was like, you're not going to call it like Tiger Juice
or something? Tiger Juice.
Or like Elixir or like Tiger Secret Stuff.
PGA Elixir.
Yeah, exactly. Wasn't there supposed to be like a... They were going to make like a version of, or no, I'm thinking of Tony Hawk. I was going to say they were going to make another Space Jam. I mean, there was like a stretch of 15.
Why would the PGA make something for Tony Hawk?
Well, you'll see where I'm getting at.
Okay.
But like, excuse me, over like the past 15 years, there was like rumblings and rumors of different kind of Space Jam movies with different sports. And I think one, they were going to do like a Tony Hawk, and I couldn't remember if they were going to do Tiger Woods. But I mean, I don't know how you make that interesting.
The Tony Hawk Space Jam.
I mean, well, the Tony Hawk Space Jam would be it that you could make, but like a Tiger Woods Space Jam, it would have to be like a live action Hot Shots Golf movie or something.
Yeah, it's like, but you know, what kind of nerd luck would want to take over the body of like Jack Nicklaus?
Of all the nerd luck.
Exactly.
Something someone on Reddit would probably say, like, in my nerd luck, she didn't talk to me. How about you're probably just creepy?
Yeah. I took over the body of Arnold Palmer. Now my bones hurt.
Yeah, that's true.
But my saliva tastes like a mix of lemonade and tea.
It's funny that we're indicating.
You know, that's what Arnold Palmy's are, is
it's
his saliva.
It's the secretions of his body.
Yeah, exactly. Ew. Also, I think did you say Jack Nicklaus or Arnold Palmer?
I said both.
Oh, okay. I think maybe it's both.
I think Arnold Palmer and Jack Nicklaus are the same guy.
Probably.
Anyway, welcome back into the Radcast, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you all for listening to last week's episode where we rang in the Radcast return with our celebration of the 30th anniversary of Wayne's
World. A great episode. A lot of fun.
We had a blast getting some good reception. For those of you who have found us on this, go back and listen to that, and also listen to all of our other episodes of the Radcast in the archives.
Which it appears as though you all have been doing.
Yes.
Because even in the year and a half we were gone, we still saw like a steady incline.
Yeah.
Of downloads.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
We were keeping pace with our podcast we were doing for that last year and a half called Sucktastic Cinema, which we were releasing, you know, 95% of the time where we were releasing episodes weekly.
Yeah.
We still kept pace with the downloads on that with like the Radcast, and we hadn't released an episode since January 2021.
So you never left us. Do you like us? You really like us.
It's still real me, damn it.
I wonder what that guy's up to.
I don't know.
Probably some whorehouse.
Maybe.
Anyway, but as you have all seen from the
Opium
title.
Den.
Yes. Whatever we chose to title this episode, you saw it was one of our favorite monthly series called Radcast Ramble.
Yes.
Now, most of these, more than likely, we'll have a guest on with us. But this is an instance to where, since it's the beginning of having this up again, I almost said season, but I don't know if we're going to do seasons. It's the beginning of having this up again, the first one back into the swing of it. So it's just going to be Matt and I.
The two of us.
Exactly.
And as you saw from the opening, it's just whatever. Hey, I was on the way over here and I heard about this. Let's Let's talk about it.
Yeah, let's talk. You know, no big whoop.
No big whoop.
But anyway, one of our favorite things that we did and incorporated into this episode series was This Month in History.
Yes.
Which essentially is us taking moments in history that are 1,000%, 100% true.
Actually happened. They actually happened. As we say them on here.
As we say them.
Zero irreverence. We take this very, very seriously.
Exactly. If there's anything I take seriously in this world, it's accuracy with history.
With history. I love history.
I love Elvis.
I love Elvis. Elvis is in This Month in History.
I'm sure Elvis is going to be making a lot of appearances in our This Month in History segments.
We have... It's not an unhealthy obsession.
says somebody who's in denial of an obsession. Yeah,
we have an obsession with Elvis impersonators.
Which it's very strange to me that this... Now, I will preface and say, Elvis's contribution to 20th century pop culture...
Oh,
many people would say pop culture started with Elvis.
Yeah. That's an arguable point.
It's arguable.
Yeah.
So it's maybe even hard to argue that.
So it's
funny when he's deified by so many people.
Yeah.
And also considering, you know, all the rumors around his death and what he was involved with.
He got shot by a squirrel. We've already established this.
Yeah, if you go back to one of the earlier Radcasts from about 3 years ago, we said he was shot by a squirrel, which is 1,000% true.
That is true. So actually, it's not.
So he was shot by a squirrel. No, but he did. But also,
while on the toilet.
I think the obsession also started because when you're a kid and you hear somebody died on the toilet, you are going to run with that for the rest of your life.
Absolutely. You're gonna create the most absurd scenarios, exactly. Which is what we definitely don't do.
Yeah, no, that's not us. Our bag isn't creating absurd scenarios. No, definitely
no,
not.
No, of course not. Of course not.
No, of course not. Of course not.
Oh, yeah, no, of course not.
Of course not. Atlantic City, 35.
34.
Enough of the obscure insider references. We were talking about Elvis impersonators and how we do have an obsession with a fascination, if you will.
Not necessarily an obsession.
We like to tap the glass, you will.
Yeah, it implying, I guess, there people who do this are zoo exhibits.
I'm thinking more of Barnum and Bailey, like freak shows. Barnum and Bailey's a circus. P.T. Barnum was just a freak show.
That's more flattering. Yeah.
No, but it's just strange to me.
Yeah.
I mean, any type of impersonator and why somebody would want the autograph of an impersonator,
especially when they're famous.
Yeah.
Famous Elvis impersonators who have residencies
in Vegas. That's so funny.
Your whole career and your whole identity is based in somebody else.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
It is weird. And hopefully, I really hope one of these days we'll be able to do a review of
our favorite
Elvis impersonator documentary.
One of my favorite documentaries.
Yeah, it's called Heart of the King.
Yeah.
We used to watch it a lot. We found it on Netflix, and then we found it on Prime when it was off Netflix. Now you can't find it anywhere.
There's not even a website. They used to have a website. Mm-hmm. And you can just buy the DVD off the website, which one of us should have done while it was available.
Right.
But how were we supposed to know?
Exactly. You think it's always going to be around, like so many other things from nostalgia. You think it's always just going to be there because that's your reality in the moment.
Yeah. Go ahead.
But it showcases some of the, like, not so good Elvis impersonators, but they have the heart of the king.
That's kind of the angle in the opening, you know, not preamble, but the opening of the movie, the director of the movie is talking about, because the director, his dad is like the king, is like the godfather of all the celebrity impersonators, because his name is Jon Stewart, not the Daily Show guy, and not the Green Lantern.
Yeah.
But he's the guy that like employs a bunch of his rings are the ones you want to kiss if you want to make it in the celebrity impersonation world.
He's a big deal, especially in Las Vegas.
Yeah. So his son did this documentary and he basically Elvis impersonators are the most famous impersonators. Mm-hmm. And his dad basically says there's people that have the look, that have the voice, and that have the heart, which is basically the way bless their heart category. Like, they don't have the look or the voice, but damn, did they have the enthusiasm.
Yeah. But it was a fun watch for us.
Yes.
Because some of these people are likable, and some of them are comedy fodder.
Yeah.
And they deserve it.
Yeah. They're assholes, and they're delusional.
Exactly. Yeah. Anyway, all of this is a roundabout way to say this will be our first edition this go-around of this month in history. You will get more than likely 12 of these.
Yes.
Throughout the span
because there are 12 months.
Exactly.
In a year.
Yeah. And unlike other times in the past when I have done it, Matt will do it this time around.
Yes.
So here it is, the first edition back of This Month in History.
This Month in History. Not what it seems to be. This Month in History. Just like you and me. This Month in History.
All right, let's kick off April. April 1st.
It is April, yes. When you're listening to this, it is still April.
And also, it's Happy Easter
Happy
to everyone.
Easter,
we are
everybody.
Recording this on Easter.
Easter Sunday.
He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Yeah. And we're talking about the bread riot that pops up in here.
Yes. It is risen indeed.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Tension, yeast.
Mm-hmm.
Jefferson Davis's threats.
Ugh.
All of it. Anyway, April 1st, 1778, Oliver Pollock invents the dollar sign. I wonder if he ironically made any money on that.
It's before monetization. God damn it.
I don't even know what the fuck this is. It's just an S with two lines through it. They didn't talk. 1817. Das just a... This letter with two lines
doth
this,
it. Doth that.
What doth you mean by this?
It's kind of like he was just farting around, like sketching something.
Yeah.
It's almost like that S, like that pointy S.
Yeah. Like,
for all us 90s kids out there, remember that S you drew, you know?
Ugh. Anyway, April 1st, 1963, daytime soap opera General Hospital first airs on ABC.
Oh, that's a crucial moment in history.
Mm-hmm. Yes. April 1st, 1976, Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak found Apple computers from the garage of Jobs' parents' home in Cupertino, California.
Cool.
Losers.
Yeah, what a bunch of geeks.
Noids. Bunch of nerds. Spanish explorer Ponce de Leon sighted Florida and claimed it for the Spanish crown after landing at the site of present-day St. Augustine, now the oldest city in the continental U.S., not only in origin, but per capita.
Hmm, cool.
Yeah, because, you know, old people live there.
Oh, yes, of course. Didn't Ponce de Leon, wasn't he the one trying to look for the Fountain of
No.
Youth? No, that
I
was...
I mean, that was him, but that was later debunked.
Yeah, well, it's also funny because that's why old people go to Florida, because they're looking for the Fountain of Youth.
Yeah, exactly. April 2nd, 1863... Or April 2nd, 1986, friend of the show and friend of ours, Nick Woodcock was born. Yeah, so throw that shout out there.
He was on one of the episodes of our first go around of Jean-Claude January.
Yeah.
When it was on the Radcast.
We look forward to having him on here
more. Very much.
April 2nd, 1863, a bread riot, the aforementioned
bread riot
occurred in the Confederate capital of Richmond, Virginia, as angry people demanded bread from a bakery wagon, then wrecked nearby shops. The mob dispersed only after Confederate President Jefferson Davis, Confederate President and noted loser
Jefferson and asshole.
Davis, made a personal plea and threatened to use force.
They probably caused a riot themselves and tried to blame the unruly Union.
Yep, exactly.
Which was one of the reasons that they felt they were justified in their fighting in the Civil War.
The more things change, the more they stay the same.
Exactly.
April 2nd, 1877, the first Easter egg roll is held on the White House lawn because the lack of punctuation in here. I read that as the first Easter egg roll.
I believe we showcased that on one of the other This Month in History.
Yes.
And
however, go ahead.
What I was going to say, and you can't not make a reference to an egg roll.
Exactly. However, we did not cover this, is that this was... actually, I was reading conflicting reports because I also read the first one's April 22nd, 1878.
Yeah.
In any case, President Rutherford B. Hayes dresses the Easter Bunny, yelled, "Top this! Jesus," and then set himself on fire.
The first president to immolate himself.
Yeah, exactly. Later, he would console the traumatized children by saying, "Sorry for my hilarious prank."
He lived because the suit was encased in lead.
Yeah, exactly. He knew what he was doing. Yeah, he was the first stuntman, Rutherford B. Hayes.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm Rutherford B. Hayes. This is Jackass.
I'm Rutherford B. Hayes.
I'm President Rutherford B. Hayes, and this is Jackass.
No, it's Rutherford Beefy Hayes.
And this is Jackass.
Rutherford Beefy. Yeah, the B stands for beefy. Yeah.
This is Easter Bunny Burning. I'm Rutherford B. Hayes, and this is Easter Bunny Burning.
Children scream. Excuse me. April 3rd, 1970. Or no, it's still April 2nd, 1977. Red Rum, the diminutive horse with the heart of a champion, wins the English. I didn't write that. The person who wrote that,
heart
I guess,
champion.
Thinks very highly of Red Rum. Wins the English Grand National for the record third time. Later that day, he would take his horse family to a quiet hotel to visit his best friend, Scatman Crothers.
Of course.
April 3rd. 1783, Washington Irving is born. So his works include Rip Van Winkle, The Legend of Sleepy Hollow, and historical biographies such as The Life of Washington.
Oh, okay.
I guess it's a biography, so his biography, which makes sense.
Or,
so I guess it'd be an autobiography.
An autobiography.
Or maybe it's about George Washington. I don't know.
Maybe it's about the state of Washington.
Could be.
I guess depending on when it became,
I don't know,
incorporated in the United States. Also, Legend of Sleepy Hollow.
Also, I love that story.
I do too. Especially the Disney adaptation. Bing Crosby narrates.
Yeah, that's when I think of Sleepy Hollow. Mm-hmm. That's what I think of.
That is a Halloween favorite.
Absolutely. Let's see. April 4th, 1975. Microsoft is founded by Bill Gates and Paul Allen.
So the same month, Apple and Microsoft.
Yeah, different years, though.
Right.
But the same month.
Right.
Yeah.
What I just said.
No. The two were inspired, though, by their most common criticisms they receive about their respective penises.
God curse me. I can never get hard.
Yeah. That's how they met, actually.
They both were shouting it in the park.
Yeah. Bill Gates is like, I'm not soft. And Paul, I almost said Rutherford B. Hayes. Paul Allen is like, mine isn't micro. They're like, what?
They're both neighbors across the street from one another as women, as their respective dates were leaving.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's exactly what happened. April 6th, 1896, after a break of 1,500 years, the first Olympics of the modern era were held in Athens.
Oh, okay. What year did you say?
1896. After a 1,500-year break.
That
makes more sense.
That makes more sense because if you kind of follow the number system of the – and ever since I was a kid when I figured out what Roman numerals were.
Yeah.
Thank you to the Rocky movies.
Yes.
And then later on in junior high, thank you to wrestling and WrestleMania.
Yeah, the WrestleMania.
But
– the WrestleManias.
Yeah, but once you see like, you know, the X year, like still in the 20th century was like the 48th Olympiad.
Yeah.
You know, like, what? And like I know the Summer Olympics happen every 4 years, and I would try and do the math, but then give up.
Ancient Greece.
Yeah, I was like, but then that makes more sense after a 1,500-year break.
Yeah,
and you thought a year and a half of us being away from the Radcast,
right?
Was long.
Exactly. They had to wait 1,500 years for the next Olympics.
Exactly.
I wonder who lit the eternal flame on it. Probably Zeus.
The Bengals.
The Bengals. Yeah. Exactly. April 8th, 1974, Hank Aaron of the Atlanta Braves hits 715th home run to surpass Babe Ruth's 714 home run record.
I love Hank Aaron.
Me too.
So much.
Yep.
When I was a kid, I think it's always my favorite baseball player has pretty much always been Ken Griffey Jr.
Yeah.
But when I was a kid, I really, really started having just mad love for Hank Aaron.
Oh, absolutely.
I read kind of whatever biography they made for kids that you can read. Yeah. I read it, read more about him, and just I love Hank Aaron.
Man, in his Hall of Fame speech when he's like, I've been wanting to say this for years, lick my Louisville slugger, you fat bitch.
Yes, exactly. They cut his mic.
Yeah. Well, somebody heard it because it was met with round of applause.
Yes,
a
chorus of angels.
Yeah, exactly. The song they say she talks to angels is about Hank Aaron.
Number 715. He would retire with 755 home runs, a mark that was surpassed by Barry Bonds.
Which,
however you slice it,
Barry Bonds should be in the Hall of Fame.
Right.
Anyway,
that's a different conversation.
Yeah, pencil neck geeks.
Yeah.
April 8th, 563 BC, Hmong Buddhists celebrate as the birthday of Buddha.
Oh, okay.
An estimated 350 million persons currently profess the Buddhist faith.
All right.
April 10th, 1912, the unsinkable RMS Titanic departs on its maiden and final voyage from Southampton, England, off to find the New World. Where was the Titanic going?
New York, I think.
Oh, yeah.
It was just a cruise. That's why so many of the elite were showcased as to be on the Titanic.
Yeah.
And they all croaked. So.
And that's the thing is, like, the trip, like, it's famous because of the moniker it had, and it sank.
Right.
And all the things, all the circumstances surrounding it.
Who knows if it would have been as famous if it wasn't for the tragedy behind it.
It probably would have been seen as a modern marvel. They would have made more. They would have been on more voyages.
Exactly.
They wouldn't be making uber successful movies about it.
No, you wouldn't have.
It would be on the History Channel's Modern Marvels, and that's where it would stay.
Exactly. Have little 15, you know, like a little one-page blurb in like a history book.
Yeah, exactly. April 10th, 1916, the PGA was formed.
Tying into what we blathering about earlier.
Yeah, and the first professional golf tournament was held.
Mm-hmm.
And my note is just hacky joke about everyone's favorite Sunday naptime tradition.
I like watching golf.
I do too. And also, don't watch it. It's like, oh, I'd take naps. Is it required in your house that it needs to be on at a certain time? Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, that's like, because that's on, I'm going to go take a nap. It's like, just go take a nap.
Or read a book or something. Yeah. Go do something else.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, April 10th, 1970, Paul McCartney officially announces the Beatles have split up.
It's over. We're done. We're done. I'm sorry. It's over. We're done. I'm sorry.
And he just did that for like 10 minutes as he walked away and faded out.
And he throws his hands up, exaggerated, like, I'm over. It's over. They're done. I'm sorry. You know?
I think Paul McCartney fared pretty okay.
Oh, yeah. And also, all
of them fared pretty all right.
That was a cartoonish impression. Mm-hmm. I like the Beatles. I respect the Beatles.
Yeah.
Like Paul McCartney is a joke. Is a damn joke, even though everything we're saying is serious. And when it comes to this month in history,
exactly.
As we've already established, April 11th, 2003, fossilized dinosaur eggs with embryos discovered in China. April 10th, or some of these don't have they have the year, but they don't have the day. I think this is April 10th, 1847. Publisher Joseph Pulitzer was born in Budapest, Hungary. He came to America in 1864, fought briefly in the Civil War for the Union. He then began a remarkable career in journalism and publishing. Mm-hmm. His newspapers included the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. And the New York World. He also endowed the journalism school at Columbia University and established a fund for the Pulitzer Prizes, awarded annually for excellence in journalism. Then, Christian Bale and the older version of the younger version of Tom Hanks and Big tried to taint his reputation, immortalized in the Disney musical
Newsies.
Yes.
Sorry. I was trying to figure out where you were going with that. Oh, because the guy who played the younger version of Tom Hanks' character in Big was in Newsies with Christian Bale.
Exactly.
I was trying to follow that part.
Yep.
Yes.
They tainted his reputation in that movie. Anyway.
Pulitzer and Hearst think they got us. Do they got us? No.
Yes.
They have me.
Yeah, it's like in The Simpsons.
Yes.
or Life of Brian.
Yeah.
You're all individuals. We are all individuals. Yes. I'm not.
Exactly. Apollo 13, April 11th, 1970, Apollo 13 was launched from Cape Kennedy at 2:13 p.m. 56 hours into the flight, an oxygen tank exploded in the service module. Astronaut John L. Jimmy Swaggart was on there, saw a warning light and accompanied the bang. That accompanied the bang and said, "Houston, we have a problem here." He didn't exactly, "Good morning, Houston. We have a problem."
Do you really?
Yeah. This is how you open every correspondence with us every day, or at least for the last 56 hours.
Yeah.
Swigert, James A. Lovell, Lavelle, and Fred W. Heiss. Jesus. I sound like,
No, that's okay.
I love aviation.
You should have just said Kevin Bacon, Tom Hanks, and Bill Paxton.
Yeah, and then transferred into the lunar module, using it as a quote-unquote lifeboat, and began a perilous return trip to Earth, splashing down safely on April 17th. This would later be immortalized in the film...
Apollo 13.
Rocket Man with Harlan Williams.
That's right. Yeah. My bad.
Yeah. Come on, Steven. You don't know history.
No, I don't.
April 12th, 1861, the American Civil War began as Confederate troops under the command of General Pierre Beauregard opened fire at 4:30 a.m. on Fort Sumter in Charleston, South Carolina. Nothing says Southern pride like Pierre Beauregard.
Yes. I'm from New Orleans.
Yeah.
My favorite Confederate General Pierre Beauregard.
A Frenchman. April 12th, 1961, Russian cosmonaut Yuri Gagarin became the first human in space. He traveled aboard the Soviet spacecraft Vostok 1 to an altitude of 187 miles above the Earth and completed a single orbit and flight lasting 108 minutes. The spectacular Russian success intensified the already ongoing space race between the Russians and Americans. 23 days later, Alan Shepard became the first American in space. This was followed in 1962 by President Kennedy's open call to land an American on the moon before the decade's end.
It's his open challenge.
Yeah, I said
I challenge anybody to go out right now and go to the moon.
This is an open casting call, open call, because the moon landing is a hoax.
Yes,
it was filmed on a backline.
Casting call.
Exactly.
You are correct.
Yeah, I initially read that as open casting call for astronauts.
Stanley Kubrick directed it.
Yeah, exactly. Mr. Kubrick. 14th, 1828. The first dictionary of American style English was published by Noah Webster.
Uncle Noah,
Second Noah. Remember that show?
Wasn't is that Greg Kinnear?
I don't remember.
I know
James Marsden.
James
was in
Marsden
it.
Was in it. Who else was in it?
I don't remember. I don't remember. I saw it on IMDb last year, and I forgot about that show.
Second Noah. Sounds like an ABC on Sunday night show.
I think it was. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the American Dictionary of the English Language, which would later become Urban Dictionary.
Essentially.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Pretty much. Listen. Facebook challenges using Urban Dictionary to define to earnestly and sincerely define your personality traits by your name. You're using Urban Dictionary as your source.
That was like 3 years ago, man.
No, well, they resurrected it
really?
A few months ago. Yeah, because like on it, I was like being snarky about it, and I put a name on there that wasn't even my name, like Rocco or something. I can't remember.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I was gonna say because I get the same five posts on Facebook
for three weeks
in a row.
Yeah. Exactly. April 14th, 1865. President Abraham Lincoln was shot and mortally wounded while watching a performance of Our American Cousin at Ford's Theater in Washington. He was taken to the nearby house and died the following morning at 7:22 a.m.
If only. When he leaned over to his wife, Mary Todd, and said, "I gotta take a giant shit."
If only as he was known to say.
As if only he would have gotten up at that time instead of trying to hold it out of respect, I guess.
Oh, God. Who cares?
He would still be alive today.
Yeah, exactly. The next day, the headline read, "Play so shitty, kills president."
Dies laughing. Because our American Cousin was a comedy.
Yeah, I think so. Killed our American president.
died laughing. It was a comedy. He died like his hero, Shemp Howard, smiling.
Exactly. Didn't John Wilkes Booth audition for that play or something?
I thought you say audition for the president.
please, happy birthday, Mr. President.
And he was being dragged away.
Yeah. Scorned lover, John Wilkes Booth. It's like... you're not mad at the president. You're mad at this play. He just took it out on the president. This was before, like, mental health has been destigmatized. Because
this psycho also jumped. He was like, Sic Semper Tyrannis, and then jumped from the balcony.
Yeah, exactly. So it's actually, it's the play is to blame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw one time it was a clip from an old 50s game show, and it was this person saw... was a witness when Abraham Lincoln died. It's like, you were like 4 years old when that happened.
I mean, take what, like, you can get. It's still cool.
You can't get... It's grasping at straws at this point.
It is.
You're trying to get people to watch your television show by saying, this person was there when Abe Lincoln was shot. You probably have... And granted, I haven't watched the clip. This guy was pretty much like a walking skeleton. Yeah. So, like, he could have been a substantial age to remember it.
Maybe.
However,
I kind of remember stuff from when I was four.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, of course. But nothing like, you don't have something vivid to where you can give like an enthralling account of what happened.
People aren't waiting on bated breath to get your account of things.
Now, if he was close to 100, again, he could have been... 7, 8, 9 years old. Mm. Still, I'm just saying, like, it's toeing a line between, can you give anything besides, like, I was uncomfortable in my seat and some mean man was yelling, and then, you know, give some sort of, like, substantial account.
Yeah, exactly. My nerd's rope got caught in my teeth or something. Yeah.
Exactly. Mm. They're selling nerd's rope in the lobby.
Yeah, exactly. My mom slipped me a sip of wine or something. Yeah, I don't know. April 15th, 1912, in the icy waters off Newfoundland, the luxury liner Titanic, with 2,224 persons on board, sank at 2:27 a.m. Mm-hmm. after striking an iceberg just before midnight. Over 1,500 persons drowned, while 700 were rescued by the liner Carpathia, which arrived about 2 hours after Titanic went down.
More people could have made it out if they didn't try and pimp out the upper deck of the boat for more luxury, luxury rooms.
And listen, everyone, it's the Titanic. Everyone knows the story. Mm-hmm. Everyone except me has seen the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's the Titanic. Okay, it's not like we're telling you anything you don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
April 15th, 1995, friend of the show, Sucktastic guest, and future Radcast guest, Katie Leggett, is born.
Okay, cool.
April 16th, 1962, noted JFK conspirator Walter Cronkite begins as anchor of CBS Evening News. No one ever talks about his hand in the JFK assassination.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
His old wrinkly hand had its grubby hands in it.
The president has been shot today.
How? You knew that before everyone else. I wonder how you would know. Walter.
I didn't do it, first off. Like, that's what he says after he says the president has been shot.
And that's the Cronkite guarantee. Anyway, April 18, 1775, the midnight ride of Paul Revere and William Dawes occurred as the two men rode out of Boston about 10 p.m. About 10 p.m.
Yeah, which is also highly sensationalized in our history books.
Yeah, to warn patriots at Lexington and Concord of the approaching British. This important historical event, like you were getting at, has inspired authors, poets, and R&B artist Genuine for his song Pony.
Yes.
Yeah. It's just, you got to listen to the, listen, I know it's kind of a dirty song. A lot of, it's probably illustrations of sexual stuff, but you just got to listen to the lyrics.
It's
okay?
History.
Talking about the Midnight Ride, it's history.
It's educational.
Why do you hate history?
Yeah. Why are you listening to this and you hate history?
Yeah, exactly.
We're just trying to educate all of you.
Yeah, that's, we're just innocent bystanders.
Exactly. We are innocent bystanders to history. We're like Bill and Ted. We found our way in the middle of some historical events because we have to get these back for our speech.
Yeah,
for our final project.
Exactly. For our final project. April 18th, 1981, the longest game in professional baseball history, which I'm sure if you can make baseball any more boring.
Yeah.
They found a way to do it.
Make it longer.
Yeah. Pawtucket Red Sox tie the Rochester Red Wings and its minor leagues 2-2 in 32 innings. So no one knows who the fuck they're watching.
This is also before, like, crazy promotional days.
Yeah.
Like, at least, like, widely spread crazy promotional days throughout which the minors have. It's part of the minor leagues.
Yeah.
You have to get people through the door to see your minor league team.
At least the beer was probably cheap.
Probably like disco demolition night.
Yeah, exactly. And this was 1981 as well. So like modern conveniences were still like are something, a thing. So it's not like you'd be like, well, this was a Sunday afternoon, just go to the ball game.
Yeah.
At least people, God, I hope nobody dressed up for that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Pawtucket won 3-2 in 33 innings.
God almighty. It just, wasn't even like a bar. It wasn't
it's
even,
a minor league game.
It wasn't even a shootout either.
No. I can understand if it was a major league game or if it was the playoffs, be like, all right, got to keep going. But someone step in and be like, this is ridiculous. It's a tie.
Well, also, if it were like 17-16, like that would be much more,
at least
much
there's
more
offense.
Fun.
Yeah, but also this was the 80s and steroids weren't as rampant.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's the minor leagues.
Yeah.
So anyway.
I can't stress that enough.
Yeah. Who stayed that long for a minor league baseball game?
I would have left. If it's not over by the ninth inning, I'm like, I'm out of here.
Yeah, exactly. I probably would have left in the sixth inning.
Yeah.
Like, I have better things to do.
I would have left when the ballpark lights came on.
Yeah. And we love baseball.
Oh, yeah.
But come on. Come on. I'm not going to romanticize
Let's be realistic.
33
here.
Innings is too long.
Mm-hmm. if we're staying in line with being realistic with history, let's be realistic and rational.
Yeah, please. Like April 19th, 1932.
Mm-hmm.
President Herbert Hoover suggests the 5-day work week.
Hmm.
So we have him to thank.
It's his fault.
Just cuz as an excuse to sell more vacuum.
I was going to say,
yeah.
I need my vacuum salesman to be working one extra day.
Yeah, exactly. April 20th, 1611, the first known performance of Shakespeare's tragedy Macbeth is performed at Globe Theater in London, England. At intermission, Willie did crowd work and told weed jokes.
It's
420.
He killed.
Yeah, he absolutely killed. Then he came out dressed as a woman and told the same jokes.
Yeah, exactly.
But again, there's no one had been doing that at the time.
It was a different time.
It was a different time, okay? Mm-hmm. Don't cancel William Shakespeare, please.
Please don't cancel William Shakespeare, please.
It would be the McDeath of him.
Please. I don't want them to cancel the McRib again.
Please.
Please.
We have him to thank for for McDonald's.
We have Shakespeare to thank for movies like 10 Things I Hate About You.
Right, exactly.
And Clueless.
Yeah. Please.
Please. And
with
Mekhi Phifer.
Julia Stiles.
Julia Stiles, who
it's
also
a modern
was in
telling
10
of
Things
Othello.
I Hate About You,
yeah, exactly.
Which is a modern telling of Taming of the Shrew.
Yeah.
Please.
Please don't cancel William Shakespeare. Please. So he dressed as a woman.
This has gone on for far too
way
long.
Too long. April 21st, 1956, Elvis Presley's first hit record, Heartbreak Hotel, reaches number one on the charts. And at first, I thought it said Heartburn Hotel, which sounds like a song Pepto-Bismol would try to pull off in one of their commercials.
Exactly. I could see that in a 1980s
I thought that
promotion.
Too, like the 80s. Heartburn Hotel, you said it's, I get so low. You know, just really lame lounge singer kind of. April 21st, 1918, during World War I, the Red Baron, Manfred von Richthofen.
Snoopy.
Snoopy, was shot down and killed during the Battle of Somme. It's actually both pronunciations are correct. he was credited with 80 kills in less than 2 years.
Country Somme. Sammy Sosa, Mansa Musa.
Flying a red Fokker triplane. It's the Red Baron and the Red Fokker.
Shoot down that motherfucker.
Yeah, exactly. British pilots recovered his body, buried him with full military honors and stuffed crust pizza.
What do you want on your tombstone?
Yeah, that's what they asked him. April 22nd, 1969, the first human eye transplant is performed. The recipient immediately started assessing the threat level of everyone in the room and began scanning their heartbeats via the technology in their new eye.
I like it.
Right? We already had a Hank Aaron event, but
yeah.
I'm going to have as many Hank Aaron
just
events
have
as I
one.
Want.
Yeah.
April 23rd, 1954, Hammer and Hank Aaron hits the first of his 755 home runs.
Yeah.
April 25th, 1901, New York becomes the first state to require automobile license plates. The fee is $1.
Hmm.
So imagine all the Model T's driving around with Ass Man license plates.
Exactly. Vanity plates were three. Come on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're right. No. April 25th, 1952, the American Bowling Congress approves the use of automated pen setters. Which said about the great pen monkey protests of 52. Exactly. Where were you in 52?
I was a strike breaker.
I was bashing heads. I was a strike breaker.
Ironically.
Strike breaker.
Hey, hey-o.
Oh, my God.
Spare me.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. I think we've done all we can with that. April 26, 1514, Copernicus makes his first observations of Saturn by saying, "What the fuck is that?"
It's coming in on us.
Yeah,
because he's probably looking through a telescope.
Probably noticed something he didn't see the other day, and he's like, "Oh shit, another planet." He also had a telescope.
Mm-hmm.
How powerful are those telescopes, though?
Very powerful.
Probably it was probably just a speck on his telescope, and he's like, yeah. "A new planet."
It's probably just a toilet paper roll.
Probably. One time I took a new toilet paper roll.
I know, I've heard, yes.
I wanted to use it as a megaphone, and I flushed all the toilet paper down the toilet. Well, I tried to, and then I got yelled at.
And when you did
deservedly
it,
so.
You did it, and then I did it, too, because I saw you did it. And I got yelled at.
Do what I say, and as I do. Yes, sir! That was the actual, that's how it happened.
Yeah.
April 29th, 1995, the world record longest sausage is made in the Kitchener, Ontario, Canada. It's 28.77 miles long. That
miles?
Yeah.
Wow.
there was an exclamation point on that sentence, so I wanted to read it that way.
What a waste of time.
I don't actually remember putting this in here. I assume I saw it and there was a joke there, but that's too easy.
Oh, wow.
And also, there are no jokes on here.
No, it's all real.
April 30th, 1789, George Washington is inaugurated as the first president of the United States. So do with that what you will.
Yeah, it is what it is.
A lot of stuff happened on April 30th.
Gotta cram it in before May.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, come on, we gotta. Bugs Bunny debuts April 30th, 1936.
Bugs Bunny.
April 30th, 1904, the ice cream cone makes its debut at the St. Louis World's Fair.
Yeah, baby.
April 30th, 1945. Hold on. that was what happened in the bunker with Adolf Hitler as he committed suicide along his new wife, Eva Braun, in his bunker in Berlin. Before she took her cyanide capsule, that's what she's like, hold. She's like, hold on. Okay, give it to me, baby.
Oh, this smells like tuna. That's what killed Adolf Hitler.
Yeah, because fuck Adolf Hitler.
Because if she wasn't going to kill him, I would go back in time and do it myself.
Yeah, me too. Me and my friends with our airsoft guns. April 30th, 1952, Mr. Potato Head is marketed for the first time. And April 30th, 1975, the Vietnam War ends with the fall of Saigon, later renamed Ho Chi Minh City. And that is this month in history
This month in history for April. One more thing before we leave all of you, because I feel like
we
got everything we could out of this ramble.
Exactly.
I will say one thing I saw that I never knew on the subject of baseball was, so in 1992, the movie Mr. Baseball was released with Magnum P.I. himself, Tom Selleck.
Tom Selleck.
Tom Selleck, the mustache man himself.
Yes.
Did you know that he did some workouts and played with the Detroit Tigers in spring training of 1991, and he had an at-bat against the reigning defending World Series champions of 1990, the Cincinnati Reds, on April 3rd, 1991.
No.
Yeah, he had an at-bat. He made contact, pretty good contact a couple times, with a couple foul balls.
Yeah.
He hit a little dribbler foul, and then he struck out on an off-speed pitch.
Of course, because he's not a professional baseball player.
But what it does show is that it was a reliever, and a lot of relievers are just taught. This was before Rob Dibble came in, who at the time was a dangerous closer.
Rob Dibble was already there. In 90, that was the bad boys.
No, he was in the bullpen.
Right. Oh, before he came into the game.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Before he came into the game. I thought you meant before he came to the team.
No, no, no. Because he was like, part he was part of the Nasty Boys.
Yeah, exactly.
So what I was saying was he was kind of the lead Nasty Boy out of all the Cincinnati Reds. So before Rob Dibble came in, there was a reliever who, and relievers are taught just throw hard. Like they have some off-speed stuff, but just throw hard.
You're in there to
especially
keep a lead.
Late
or,
inning reliever, yeah, or mid relievers.
Stop the bleeding.
Yeah.
Or to keep a lead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he threw an off-speed pitch to strike out Tom Selleck, which to a lot of people shows that because Tom Selleck was battling and the pitcher didn't want to be embarrassed that some actor got a hit off
of him. Very true.
He had to pull out off-speed stuff. So Tom Selleck was doing just fine. I say all of that to say I want a Tom Selleck Detroit Tigers jersey.
I do. I love Tom Selleck.
Yeah.
Yeah. He seems like a cool dude.
Yeah. But I thought that was pretty cool. I learned that today.
It's really cool. I didn't know that.
In batting practice, he hit a home run at Tiger Stadium.
Whoa. That's not easy.
No.
I've tried.
Trust me, I broke in and tried.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not easy, especially when someone's chasing you.
Yeah. Exactly. And it's hard to do. It's hard to hit a home run without a bat.
So. Exactly. I just broke into Tiger Stadium.
Okay, I didn't try to do that. I just found out about that
today. I'm lying. I'm sorry.
Right. We haven't lied at all during this whole episode.
But I just lied about
that. That's our one little fib. You got
us. We're allowed one fib.
One teeny little fib.
Yeah. But I learned that today, and I watched the clip, and I was like, kudos to you, Tom Selleck.
Yeah,
he's a big Tigers fan. Al Kaline was his boyhood hero. He got to play long toss with Tiger slugger and Hall of Famer Al Kaline. Mm. It was a cool story. He told it to Rich Eisen, and it was a cool clip. His swing isn't that great, but he's an actor.
Yeah, exactly.
He's an actor who loves baseball.
Baseball player, which is why it's impressive.
Yeah,
which is what we're getting at.
He was in a showdown with a Major League Baseball player.
Yep.
And that's really cool.
On a baseball field, not like at the bar or something.
No, yeah, exactly. You could have done that 10 times over.
Yeah, if you wanted to face Rob Dibble, just go to the bar after the game.
Mm-hmm.
Challenge him.
Exactly. Anyway, that is our first edition back of the Radcast Ramble. Matt, great job with
the
Miss Month in History stuff. Mm-hmm. Very, very good. I hope you all enjoyed that. We are excited. You won't have a new episode next week because the weekend that we would have been recording it, we're going out of town.
Mm-hmm.
So you won't have a new episode. However, the week after that, we're hoping to have something
really cool.
It's really cool. We're coming up on the 20th anniversary of the Sam Raimi Spider-Man.
Yeah, so
which
hope
played,
you do something cool with that.
Which played a massive role in the hearts of two 10, 11-year-old Spidey and comic book fans.
With that movie.
Yep.
Absolutely
so
obsessed.
So hopefully the next time you hear us will be a couple weeks from now, and we will be talking about, in some form or fashion, the Raimi Spider-Man movie.
Mm-hmm.
We will see. But until then,
be good to yourselves, be good to each other, because why would you want to be rude when you can be rad? See you next time.
This concludes our broadcast day.